Well, Hollywood lost a legend yesterday. Actor Kirk Douglas died at the age of 103. Over the course of six decades, Douglas appeared in some 80 films. He was known for his intense performances in films such as Lust for Life and Spartacus. One of his most acclaimed was in the 1957 film Paths of Glory. Douglas played a colonel who attempts to prevent the court-martial and execution of three innocent soldiers, only to be thwarted by his superiors.
Gentlemen of the court, there are times when I'm ashamed to be a member of the human race, and this is one such occasion. It's impossible for me to summarize the case for the defense since the court never allowed me a reasonable opportunity to present my case.
Are you protesting the order?
In November of 2018, Kirk Douglas's son, actor-producer Michael Douglas, spoke with Jeremy Hobson. Douglas is a two-time Oscar winner, once in 1988 for his performance in Wall Street. But as he told Jeremy, he owed his father for his first Oscar, which Michael Douglas won for producing One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
It was solely by chance. I was fortunate that my father had owned the rights to the book, had it adapted into a play, and then afterwards he had tried for a few years to get it made into a movie. He couldn't. I had started my career after college, was working, was sliding into episodic television. And I heard that Dad was selling the project. I said, look, let me try to run with this, and I'll get it set up for you to play the part. I tried for a few years, finally got it set up. And by that point, time had gone by. My father was a little older. Of course, he's never forgiven me for this. And I understand it. This is one of the great parts in your life. But it was the passion for that project. I loved that story and had the opportunity.
Was there an intimidation factor for you in following in your father's footsteps?
Oh, yeah. Well, I had no interest in acting. You know, it was the 60s. I was in Santa Barbara, California. I was a hippie. You know, University of California, Santa Barbara. Finally, I think it was my third year, they called me to the chancellor's office. I was a junior, and they said, you know, you have to declare a major. Yeah, you got to declare, you can't keep taking general education courses. You got to declare a major. So, I don't know, man. Maybe theater arts. I figured my mother was an actress and my dad, but I had no interest, so I came to it reluctantly. And I wasn't very good. Dad was the first one who came up to see those first shows. You know, you were terrible.
Really?
Yes. Well, I mean, he rightfully so. I mean, our union runs at about 90% unemployment. And I think he was very worried after what he saw. So I was a grinder, and I just kept at it. But yes, of course, anybody else, a father and son business, but in ours, someone would say, that's just like your father. And you're trying to create your own identity. So for me, that year of it was a kind of a combination of Fatal Attraction followed coming out 2 months later with Wall Street. And winning the Oscar was a big moment for me because I really felt it was the first time I was outside the shadow of an extraordinary career, an extraordinary man.
Actor-producer Michael Douglas speaking about his father, Kirk Douglas, who died yesterday at the age of 103.